10-year-old Michael Dickinson picks up a mallet and chisel and chips away at a log propped up on two custom-built sawhorses.
I'm working on carving out the totem pole. We're trying to get off part of the back so that we can put a pole that holds the totem pole up.
Dickinson is on the project's design committee. He says they've been working on it for months. Teacher Clint Moore says it was his neighbor, Vic Hansen, who inspired the project.
Vic Hansen lives in the neighborhood, and in front of his house is a totem pole that he carved. And so we just start talking, and he's a retired teacher, and we get into his hobby, which is wood carving. And so that kind of got the wheel spinning. Okay, how can I get Vic to volunteer to work with my students?
Hansen had one stipulation before he agreed.
I said, sure, you get a log and I'll help you do it. And he went out and got a log. So then I was trapped. I had to help him do it.
Hansen suggested the class reach out to Eugene School District's Natives Program. Director Brenda Brainerd says the federally funded Natives Program provides tutoring and activities for more than 1,200 Native American students. Brainerd says it also helps schools with Native American history projects. Brainerd has worked with Hansen before and says it was natural for her program to partner with Hansen and work with Moore's class.
When the tree was selected, we went out and did the blessing for the tree. We've worked with the kids on selection of different images for the totem and what different images mean, how those images can be interpreted, what, you know, may be appropriate or not so appropriate, and why.
Brainerd says Natives Program is 4J's best-kept secret, even though it's been around since 1972. She says Native American history is often ignored, but projects like the Montessori Ridgelines Totem Pole give kids a hands-on way to study history and culture. Michael Dickinson and his class are still working out the details of each animal on the totem pole.
It might not be done by the end of the school year, though, so we're not sure. But I'm only in fifth grade, so I get to stay in this class for another year.
For KLCC News, I'm Kyra Buckley at Ridgeline Montessori School in Eugene.